This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Exciting time for all of us because it's our weekly get-together of famous broadcast personalities to discuss the issues of the week, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the week in focus this past week, July 17th to the 21st, and here to go through the list of the top 10 stories and people with discernment is broadcaster Victoria Keelan, who's part of our DJV gang. She's the V in DJV. We have Rich McFadden from the Good Day Enterprises.
Yum.
And then we have the evil one, Joe Crummy, is here. I just like saying that. You wouldn't have to say a word for the whole show. I just say, Joe Crummy, the evil one.
You know,
and
did you miss me last week? I missed all of you guys. I had evil thoughts last week, but I missed all of it.
Really? Why? The evil thing was that you weren't here.
Wait, you weren't here last week?
Oh, man.
Catch up.
All right, so let's get through the list. I'll go through the list of stories from 10 to number 1. We'll throw in our comments and thoughts and hopefully stimulate some of you to think about some of these things. These are the management of Talkers assigns various people on the staff to monitor talk radio stations, talk radio programs, talk radio hosts who are making it big. And so as part of the conversation, I think we do, Victoria, we get into these things in the DJV thing, the sort of ancillary sports stories, things that behind them, about the people and the folks who are doing well. But in the main, there's lots of conversation about baseball, who's doing what, how much money they're making, yada, yada, yada. So that's number 10. Number 9, this woman who called 911 in Minneapolis because there was some noise, as I understand it, something going on in the neighborhood. And so she went down to meet the police in her nightgown to tell them what was going on and ended up dead. The two police had been at the job for less than 2 years. There is very little that you can, in terms of conclusions, that you can draw from this other than the obvious. And it's the same story that sort of follows the police wherever there are police. Baltimore, for example, this week. Apparently some police officers were planting evidence and they've been caught on video. And so it brings us around to this continuing focus on good police, bad police. Good cops, bad cops.
I would hold and your...
Okay. I'm not finished yet. Then you jump in. Hold on. Let me just go to the end of my theory. The lack of training, the lack of schooling, the basic inability, it would seem, to find people who are good at this job, all of them, need to now, there's no room for exception because the public and the news media, whether it's ganging up on the police and it's being unfair to the police or whatever it is, they leave themselves open when it comes to inexperienced police being in a situation where this woman is shot or the investigation in Baltimore, whether there's more to it or not, there's always more to it. If these people are serious, the people who run these cities and towns, municipalities, and they want to have respect for the police across the board, I'm sick of saying I support the police. I don't support the police when they do stuff like this. They're mostly good cops, yeah. But for those who say there is an exception, we get cast aside. We get put into this irrelevant place. How dare you say anything about the police? Well, it isn't really the police who are the problem when you get to the core. It's management. Some of these people should never be hired. They have not been trained properly. Police don't get paid enough money. There should be fewer police, much better paid, much better educated, and then you don't have these problems that we see every day. So that's those two examples. You know, it's Richie's thinking to himself, it's easy because I'm always attacking the police. I attack this kind of stuff because it's not necessary.
You're anti-authoritarian, so.
Well, I don't like authority, period. Right.
Well,
that's
right.
True.
So anybody with a badge, you're not going to like no matter what.
No, that's not true. I would respect them if they leave me alone. I'm not doing anything wrong. Leave me alone.
Well, apparently, in this case, I was just reading this morning, the cop was well-trained. I guess the police chief got back from her camping trip or wherever she was.
You talking about Baltimore?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about Minneapolis and the woman.
The kid was only on the job for 2 years or less.
Because he went through training, and she said he did very well in his training. So, yeah. Look, I'm just saying, you know what, I just want to keep it in perspective. It's not so much that I disagree with you, Doug. It's your show.
Disagree with me all you want. That's why you're here.
I don't want to get in a fight with you, but, I mean, look, can't we keep it into perspective? I mean, just in Los Angeles, you know, from where I speak this morning, I think the cops do 2,000 stops a day. And if you were to add that up and kind of extrapolate that nationally, I mean, how many times do cops have to interact with people every single day in the United States? And when you do have a bad incident, like you're talking about in Baltimore, what happened in Minneapolis, what happens is all of a sudden then that we broad brush all cops like that.
Well, that's the way you take it because some people are defensive, or that's the party line, or that's the politically correct thing to do. In this circumstance, I would come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
The 2,000 stops that are made a day in Los Angeles, how many of them are black guys with a white girl in the car driving a red sports car?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
That'd be something interesting to look up. In Los Angeles, I rarely see any white people pulled over, honestly. I see Hispanics pulled over. I see black people pulled over. I've seen people. I was doing 90 the other day on the 101, and somebody passed me in some souped-up BMW like I was standing still. Where are the cops then? I don't know who the guy was. I didn't even get a good look at him. He passed me going so fast.
Aren't radar detectors illegal in California, though?
Yeah, you can't use radar. Yeah. No, they got to chase you down. That's why there are very few speeding stops ever made in California. But, you know, when it's obvious. And
right.
The CHP is all over the place. So why aren't they chasing guys like that? You know,
I think they would if they could catch him. I think they would. I mean, you're trying to say just because he's some guy in a BMW, he's a white guy, they're going to leave him alone? I mean, come on,
no,
man.
No, I'm saying that what I'm really saying about California, Joe, is that most of the police, when it comes to traffic duty, are just trying to get out from under all the crashes because of the traffic, people not paying attention to their driving, the selfishness. There's a whole different route we can go down when it comes to traffic crashes, especially in California, of the thoughtlessness of people who are not paying attention to their driving or who don't have the skill to drive in those circumstances. Driving on California freeways at speeds greater than 60, 65 miles an hour is dangerous sport. It is.
I see. In Boston, and you guys in Boston are great drivers.
No.
No, that's the worst city in America, according to insurance reports.
Oh, yeah.
It's Boston.
Horrible. Yeah, horrible.
Why are you calling us out? I don't get it.
Well, I just find it interesting. And Florida I would call out, too, because in Florida it's ridiculous. Florida, just, oy, man.
Right. The bottom line here, though, is that we've made it impossible to recruit good people to be police officers nowadays.
Why?
Nobody
would want to be a cop. It's all down.
No.
Yeah. So that means we hire people who are really unintelligible, or they're ineffective, or they're not qualified. That's how we have as police officers?
You're not getting the cream of the crop, let's put it that way.
Because
the cream of the crop is saying, you know what, I can go do something else.
So is it the news media's fault?
The news
is it
media?
The attitude of the public? What is it?
It's the public. it's the news media, and it's like you say, the management. You got people like Marilyn Mosby in Baltimore. Okay, I mean, okay, maybe this cop did plant, and he's a bad guy, and he should be obviously rooted out and gotten rid of. And not saying that there aren't those kind of cops out there, but she is known. I mean, the police department there basically says, I'm not touching anything because management is going to throw me in jail. Here I am a cop, and I'm on the beat, and they are out to throw me in jail. Marilyn Mosby is against her own police department, and she's looking to convict anybody who does anything that she deems.
So that's the planting of evidence stuff from Baltimore? Is that why you said that?
Then how stupid is the guy who planted evidence then with body cameras?
No, he's very stupid.
He's very stupid. But how about this?
Just one of many around the country where the police are just getting it from every single angle. They're getting it from the media.
Why,
they're getting it from the management.
Why are they getting it?
Because
people don't like authority and people are...
No, I don't think that's it. I mean, come on. How many bad cops are doing their own worst PR for police officers across the country?
0.001% of all cops. And that's the guy that you see that's planting the drug evidence.
What about all the innocent people being shot? They haven't even figured it out about the woman in Minneapolis.
But you're making it sound like it's 50% of all cops that do that.
I know it's not 50%.
It's 1%.
Okay, that's not acceptable.
And they get on CNN, and they get televised, and now that's the norm.
Nobody gets hurt. If we have 1% of talk radio hosts that stink, nobody gets hurt. 1% of bad police officers, people get hurt.
Yeah, but that you're ignoring the 99% that
no, I'm not. And I resent that. Really, really fries my ass.
I don't care if you resent it. You can resent it all you want.
I resent the fact that people suggest to me, well, I hope you don't ever need the help of a cop. I don't. I find myself avoiding the police because I don't want to have the altercation. I take care of myself. I don't do things that are suspect. And I want to say, yesterday I was moving a load of hay across from three. I have a farm. Most of you know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I'm moving a load of hay on a wagon from one town to another. And I was passed by three or four police officers. They didn't pay any attention to me. But there's the occasional one who will stop and ask a lot of questions and doesn't know what the law is. And it just, I don't like being put in those positions. But it's don't know what the law is.
But he stops
there's a lot like, of hey. There's a lot of hay stealing going on, and I think it's time we crack down on it.
Okay, thank you.
He's just trying to protect you. He doesn't know whether someone stole your hay, all right?
Right. Okay. Anyway, but I do resent the fact that some people think that I have some of the best. One of my best friends in high school.
My best friends are cops.
Is a the fellow that was the police chief and was on with us for a long time. Richie.
He's a great guy, Brent Larrabee. Is a great guy, and he likes you a lot.
And he does a great job as a police officer. And I have I don't go beyond it. I've said what I want to say. I just find it in this circumstance. The amount of money we had, this circumstance here in my hometown with a guy running around town with a shotgun, and they brought in every police force from everywhere and spent who knows what. It's overkill. 20 past the hour.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mbvans.com for further details and exclusions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Change after the hour. This is an overview from Radio One. Actually, that's the name of the company, isn't it? Huh? So we could say
I'm pretty sure you're not on any other stations.
Radio One.
Hey, you never
especially
know,
after what I just said. All right. So the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, responsible for the information, the fodder that we use conversationally to stimulate you into thinking more about these big items of the week. It's Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. You can get it on iTunes. Rich Thank McFadden you. From the Good Day Gang, and Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. The number eight item... television focus, or not television, but where HBO has gone with Game of Thrones and the season debut and all the people. I don't, as with the last conversation that is annoying for some people, I don't get the excitement about this. It's a violent, horrible, bloody fest of chopping people up with swords. I don't get it. So I'm not the one to talk about this. Who's a fan of Game of Thrones here?
Not I.
Well, I'm not, but I mean, I was looking at the numbers on it. I mean, it's amazing that it was downloaded 900 million times illegally, season 7. And only 16 million people downloaded it through HBO legally. It was 15 million illegal downloads in the United States, 6.2 million illegal in the UK. Amazing.
Right, but part of the reason for that is HBO's website crashed, and people were desperate to see what was happening on the show.
Why?
That's why there was a huge...
Why are people desperate to watch bludgeoning?
I don't understand it at all, but my brother and his girlfriend, you can't even text them on a Sunday night, because all you will get back is G-O-T. That's their answer. Game of Thrones, don't even bother talking to us. Kara, our producer on DJV, is the same way. I don't get it, but it's just, it is a fact.
Wow. Richie, you watch it?
I don't pay for HBO anymore. I'm tired of this.
Why?
Apparently you don't need to pay for HBO because everyone illegally downloaded it.
I'm tired of paying $230 a month for TV. It's ridiculous.
I don't blame me for that. It's crazy.
I cut the cord.
About $230.
I'm getting ready to cut the cord.
Cut the cord.
So what will you do?
A month.
for access to the internet and for the television shows.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. So what likely what I will do, just because I can't cut the cord, is I will get the most basic television service that gives my local channels, and then I will use Sling and Roku to get all the rest of my stuff.
So you have to be technically savvy.
We'll have
you're
to
very
talk
technically.
Offline.
Yeah, maybe.
Because Sling is no good. I tried it. It's horrible. And there's no DVR function. PlayStation View is where it's at. It's $40 a month, and we have all the channels we want. It's the best. I'm going to send you the info, Rich. We'll talk.
I've been looking at it. Yeah, but basically, I'm tired of being just harangued by all these TV companies.
Right, why I have Richie here, I want to have a discussion about the Works Artificial Advanced Intelligent Drill. We're giving away these on the DJV show. And if you go to at DJV show or Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, using the DJV moniker, you can post why you ought to. You look at these Works tools, the drill, the Blade Runner, which is a great crosscut saw. Why do you want to win these things? I could think of 100 reasons why I'd want to. Richie?
Everybody wants shop tools, and these are good things. And you know the great thing about it is, with the Works tool system, I can take the battery out of one and put it in. I can put it in my trimmer. I can put it in my leaf blower. I can put it in just
anything.
So I can just go back and forth. It's good stuff.
Yeah. All right. So post why you would like to win our Works tool giveaway. Facebook.com/DJV show. 28 past the hour.
In today's Automotive News, Infiniti will partner with NBA basketball star Stephen Curry, who will be its new global brand ambassador. Curry is considered one of the greatest shooters in basketball history, helping lead the Golden State Warriors to an NBA championship. Curry will help the new Empower the Drive campaigns. Infiniti says, just like them, Curry never stops pushing himself. The first Infiniti campaign with Curry will help launch the new Q50 sports sedan this summer. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms shake now only at Burger King restaurants. Also, try the Fruit Loop shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Stefan with Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, discussing the issues of this past week from Talkers Magazine's perspective. We've only gotten through 3 in the last half hour. I just posted something, and I wonder whether this makes me a bad guy as well. And the reason I posted it is because I was thinking about what we've been talking about with regard to the police. The post reads as follows: a worried mother does better research than the FBI. Is that a slap at the FBI because they don't do their job, or is it a testament to mothers and their concern about their children, or is it a third thing? Can we learn from how mothers do research and investigative work? Can we send some of that to the FBI school? So you learn.
Well,
that sentiment has been floating around on social media for a while now. Everyone likes to say, oh, you know, a concerned mother is going to be able to track down their kid a lot faster than the FBI can find a criminal. So,
because a concerned mother is never going to stop.
Right.
She is a dog on a scent and is never going to stop. The FBI has 350 cases on their desk, and you're one of them.
Is that, well, it's just, it's food for thought. You can, we can have this debate that could continue the rest of the program. But the more important thing is to get to number seven, see if we can make some headway here. The O.J. prison release hearing and subsequent announcement that he'll be out of jail October 1st. Everybody sort of saw that coming. Lots of conversation about his being charming and, you know, where his money is. It's the same old stuff that's been floating around since 1994. When the episode took place, and I don't see or hear anything different here. Does anybody, is there a different wrinkle to this that we're not seeing or hearing?
It's interesting.
Well, he was pretty funny about, I listened to what he said yesterday, that he lived a conflict-free life.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty funny. It's like, what? and the parole is, I'm just thinking, okay.
Look, they over, what, charged him, they threw the book at him. And it was time to let him out.
And the guy that called the police on him is now his friend and said, I'd pick him up in jail if he called me.
Well, you would be too. If O.J.'s good with a knife. I tell you, you're my best pal.
Yeah.
I would. I'd say the same thing.
But hey, listen, they could not convict him on the murder. Everybody knows he did it.
You know what? I don't want to double back and get Doug mad, but I mean, how did O.J. walk? What did they do?
Does anybody find it funny that Chris Darden, like, has... I saw Chris Darden all over CNN yesterday. Why would they have him on? I mean, they botched this so badly.
Well, Furman is the one who really... That's what started it, and it went down.
Planting evidence, I mean, and like Joe said, it circles us back to the first
topic. Remember, Joe, you were in... When I was on KBC, it was as a matter of fact, the night I started on KBC in Los Angeles... was the day after or 2 days after O.J. had been indicted. And I remember that very well. Yeah. I said, well, you know what? Because everybody was calling, my God, this guy's guilty. Hang him up by his shoelaces, et cetera, et cetera. I said, well, the evidence isn't all in. How do we know? What an education it was into Los Angeles radio. I was the only one on the air on any station who thought O.J. deserved a chance. And it was...
You know, I was in the studio about to go on the air when the news broke, and it broke around mid-morning, and the guy
came
on.
You were in KMBC when I was on KMBC.
Right, I was right down the hall from you in an identical studio kind of a thing. And I remember hearing the news. I thought he was guilty immediately. It said the wife of O.J. immediately. The guy comes on, and he says the wife of O.J. Simpson has been found murdered in Brentwood, and they can't find O.J., basically. Like, okay, that's it. You know, I knew he was immediately guilty, and he still is.
And isn't it fun to drive by, I say this in a sort of a perverted way, when you go up by where she lived and there's that little wall around the apartment.
Yeah.
It was always there.
Didn't they bulldoze the house? Is the house bulldozed now?
No. No.
Somebody lived there?
It's a condo on the...
Oh, no, the main house at Rockingham where O.J. lived is gone. That is, right about that. That's gone.
But the apartment where they lived, and the restaurant where Goldman worked, where they met, was ripped down, too.
Was that Bella Luna or something like that?
Yeah, it was right on the corner of San Vicente and whatever that cross street is.
Yeah, I ate there. Yeah, a lot of people did after that.
Anyway,
crazy business.
Yeah, fabulous. Okay, number six is the Postal Service Clinton campaign scandal. I'm going to have to take a bow.
What? I've never even heard of this. What?
I looked it up. It's the Russians behind this one. So what happened was the Postal Union is in bed with the Democratic Party, I guess, or whatever it was. What they did is they went to the postal people and said, give all these days the day off. The union will pay, and we're going to go out and campaign for Hillary. And apparently that's improper because they have an army of postal carriers that apparently don't need to deliver the mail. I don't know what happened.
Well, they barely deliver it as it is.
Right,
so.
So nobody noticed.
No one noticed that they took a day off.
I didn't get any junk mail today. Damn it.
Right. As a Democrat, can I give back the postal office to someone else?
Wow. Look at this. How do you do that?
Hillary was trying to get... shows you her campaign corrupt and evil, though.
This is why, unions are irrelevant, because they make decisions like this and think that nobody's going to notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially government unions. Oy.
Well, so the right. Trumps had the Russians colluding, right. And we had the postal service. No wonder we lost. No wonder we lost.
There you go. They get the Russians to run the mail. It's 41 minutes past the hour. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Champion Generators. There are many pretenders, some contenders, only one Champion Generator. Go to championpowerequipment.com, championpowerequipment.com. If you have any need, and most everybody does, especially when the weather gets wild, small generators, medium-sized generators, generators for big corporate structures, they've got them all. Champion Generators. Go to championpowerequipment.com.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More safe, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss can be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Wow. What was that? Okay. It's Mondo Bizarro time here. 43 past the hour. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with our overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. Number five, the ending of the Syrian arms deal. I never really quite understood what we were selling and we weren't selling, what we were doing, the timing of it. So this,
you mean training the Syrian rebels, right? Wasn't that the point of it?
Yeah, we were helping the people that were trying to bring down Assad. And I think it's funny that it's supposedly a covert CIA deal. If we're talking about it, how covert can it be? But
mm-hmm.
Right, you know, but now it's canceled, right? Trump.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, though. I mean, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, because all these weapons are going to end up in our enemy's
hands
somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Number four, the brain tumor, John McCain announcing that he has what basically is the continuing this melanoma that he has, skin cancer, very, very dangerous stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, there are two kinds of skin cancer, the good kind or the not so good kind and the really bad kind. He had the really bad kind. Operation on his cheek, was it a couple of years ago? And as usual, they say they got it all. What's the kind of stuff that metastasizes and gets into your system? And it lodged in his brain. There was a blood clot there. It's not a good sign. This guy's...
It's a very bad prognosis with this type of a brain tumor.
It's the same thing Ted Kennedy had. So one wonders what's in the air and the water in Washington.
They say that only maybe 10% of the people that get it live 5 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a glioblastoma, whatever that is.
Yeah, let's take McCain out of the picture. and tell us what happens to you, any of you, if you go to the doctor and he says you have an incurable cancer. What goes?
Well, look, I've had a brain tumor, so I can talk to, I can speak to. Yeah. I've had a brain tumor, and I survived it. And yeah. I got to tell you, it's an existential crisis. I mean, McCain is in worse shape than I was, but it cost me my hearing and my balance on the left side. And it's a bad place to be. I know that McCain was at a D-backs game, was it last night or the night before, to try to enjoy his life, but it's got to be tough. Maybe it's easy when you're 80. Maybe it's not easy, but maybe it's easier when you're 80 to say, okay, I guess, you know, I'm going to have to get off the stage at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't 80? Be that easy ever.
I was older than that. Even. I think 80, 81, 82, somewhere.
Really? Yeah. I didn't think he was that old. Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
No, he's 80 anyway. Oh, yeah.
Well, that might be the best part of his diagnosis then, because the older you are, the slower cancer spreads and grows anyway, so he might actually be on the higher end of that life expectancy.
He's
that's
exactly
an interesting. Here. You know, that's really an interesting observation, Victoria. I would say it speaks more to men who are older. Prostate cancer, when a young man gets it, it's curtains.
Mm-hmm.
When you're older, it's just, okay, it's there, and just kind of floats around. Very few old men die of prostate cancer. But if you get it when you're younger, it's the end of the line.
Yep.
That's a very interesting observation. All right, let's see. Number three and number two and number one, it's all about Trump and his approval rating and the investigation. There are a lot of things floating around this week that suggest that the two sons are not happy. They've had enough. They can hardly wait. Can we believe that? It was news media fodder. Or do you think it's just so much hooey? The fact
that the
investigation is now creeping into the lives of the two sons of Donald Trump's two children.
Right.
And so is that ruining their lives? And are they?
Wow.
I think they've got grit, but yes. Do they want to be there? No. But
would anyone want to be in that
right,
position?
Exactly.
It's creeping into Jared Kushner's life too. But you know.
Well, but Ivanka doesn't seem to mind it. Or yeah, Ivanka.
Well,
she
hasn't been vocal about anything really.
I think they're all tough kids, and they will fight anything that comes to them. But yeah, nobody wants to be there.
You know what I like is they're now hiring investigators to investigate the investigators, and I like that. In other words, you've got Robert Mueller, who's got that special counsel situation, going through all of Trump's dirty laundry. Now Trump is now saying, okay, fine, well, everybody on that commission, we're going to investigate them now, too.
So how much money is it taking to go through all this? How much of your tax dollars?
How
many people
are
working hard to pay their taxes, and the money is going in this drivel?
Right, and what's happening in D.C. with regard to making our lives better, which is ostensibly what they're there for. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. All right, number one, the fate of the health care plan. This is such
a
joke. It's a joke. The whole damn thing is a joke because it really isn't a health care plan. It isn't a health care bill. It's an insurance bill to supposedly give people more access to health care instead of really focusing on the problem. The number one problem in this country is prevention. It's educating people into how and why to avoid the vagaries that put people in the hospital in the first place. What you eat, what you drink, what you smoke, what you breathe, all of these things. Most of the problems in our country health-wise could be taken care of by smart exercise programs, eating properly, and that's all education. It's all public school education. And
the government could help in a lot of that.
Absolutely. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy. Don't forget to go to iTunes to find his evil stuff. That's right, his evil stuff. And thank you, Victoria. 10 before the hour.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance.
That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no...
It's Peter Pan. Has it been 3 days? 'Tis true, Peter. Time does fly. And so do you, I see. How did you ever manage to fit into those smashing tights again, Peter?
All right, so this is the theme music and a little audio from the movie Hook. That's in the movie focus of Chuck Curry, who's our movie man. So what's the news regarding Hook?
Robin Williams, who played Peter Pan, was born on this day, 1951.
And he's still there.
And I love that movie. You know, I know it gets very split reactions when it came out among critics, but I think the fans generally like it. I just find that movie tremendously entertaining with a huge heart. Even though Spielberg says it's a very flawed movie and he sort of knocks his own work, I think for the whole of the parts, I think it works, and it's a really good genre movie.
Love that movie. It's one of my favorites of all time. I saw that with my family in the movie theater. It was just, oh, I love it.
And I actually think, you know, even a lot of people say that Williams was miscast as a grown-up Peter Pan, but I don't think so at all. I think he was perfectly cast.
He was great.
I remember my experience with Peter Pan, and I was scared to death of Captain Hook. And the fellow who played him was a British actor, very well known at the time. It just, I'm trying to remember his name. It just, the Hook.
I thought that Dustin Hoffman made...
Right, because you're scared of every movie you ever see.
Dustin Hoffman made Captain Hook likable. He's still a villain, but he made him so likable and almost charming. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was great.
Yeah, but go watch the original Disney version of Peter Pan.
Is it animated?
Yeah, no, it's a real movie. There's an animation, too, but it's a real movie. I think it was the first time, actually, Chucker, wasn't it, that they were able to use whatever the system is for bringing an animated character into a movie with real human beings? Wasn't
it? That's probably one of the first, but it was,
Mary Martin played
Peter Pan. You know, it's interesting. When Hook came out, when they initially ran Coming Attraction trailers, they did not show Robin Williams fly as Peter Pan. They sort of saved that for the movie. And then opening weekend, it didn't open as big as they wanted to. And the studio automatically cut all sorts of trailers showing him fly. That movie had legs and wound up making money. But the opening weekend was not that big for a big Spielberg movie.
Speaking of opening weekends, Chuck is going to give us a list of the movies that are opening up this weekend right after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. On summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have this weekend to look forward to?
Director Chris Nolan, who did Warner Brothers' Batman trilogy, opens with a World War II thriller titled Dunkirk. Reviews, like a lot of movies this summer, are excellent. It's tracking very well, $51 million opening weekend. I'm going to see it this weekend. I'll let you know what I think about it on Monday. Also, Luc Besson's new film, Valerian and the City of the Thousand Planets, which looks like a visually stunning film. That's the director of The Fifth Element, tracking not well here. That movie cost $200+ million to make, tracking only here domestically at a $17 million opening weekend, which means it's better do gangbuster business overseas. And then a movie called Girls Trip with Regina Hall, Jada Pinkett, and Queen Latifah, actually tracking very well around a $25 million opening weekend, which is comparable to last summer's Bad Mom, so that's good news for the studio releasing that film. One bit of movie news, Disney has hired the former screenwriter of Game of Thrones to rewrite the script to its live-action version of Aladdin. Will Smith has already signed on to play the genie in that film. It appears Disney could do no wrong, though. Everything they touch, they're putting live-action films based on their animated movies, and they come out. Everything Disney does pretty much is really good stuff, and it makes a ton of money at the box office.
So aren't there some other, like, didn't that Sam Elliott movie, Heroes?
They got The Lion King currently in production, the live-action version of that. That should be out next year.
My question didn't go anywhere. You apparently
are. Sorry about that.
Thank you. Well, so I'll ask him on Monday the same question that we don't have time for now. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.